In his speech, President Obama gave a personal account of race and dealing with personal responsibility.
Sometimes I wrote off my own failings as just another example of the world trying to keep a black man down. I had a tendency sometimes to make excuses for me not doing the right thing. But one of the things that all of you have learned over the last 4 years is there's no longer any room for excuses.
From online blogs to Facebook to Twitter, President Obama's commencement speech has already been analyzed, criticized, praised, and disliked. On its Facebook page, a website called UrbanIntellectuals.com promoted its article, "Was President Obama Being Disrespectful to Morehouse Men? Some Are Saying Yes." That generated more than 50 responses. Dr. Tyrone Foreman is the director of the James Weldon Johnson Institute for the Study of Race and Difference. It's located at Emory University. He's not surprised by the reactions to Obama's speech, especially those dealing with racism.
A real concern that people have that at this moment in our history, many people are tired of hearing about racial inequality as a barrier to achievement for people in our society. And I think that continues to be a powerful force.
Dr. Foreman says the president did acknowledge that racial inequality still exists, but he went a step further by talking about how to draw strength from that exclusion.
It really was a call to action to say, not that discrimination and bias are a thing of the past, but in fact needs to be one that we need to all recommit to challenging at the same time, not just for ourselves, but for our community and for society.
President Obama told the graduates to not only relish the Morehouse legacy, but to also accept the social call to duty that comes with their degrees. Rose Scott, WABE News.